This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I wait for this all week. Time for sports. It's Labor Day weekend. The hard courts of Flushing Meadows, the weary outfields across the country. As we head into the final weeks of baseball, we're joined now by our own Howard Bryant from the open fields of New England. Howard, thanks for being with us.
How are you, Scott?
I'm fine, thanks. Week one of the U.S. Open, Venus Williams and Rafael Nadal powered through their matches last night.
Yes.
There were some upsets earlier. Let me ask you, Andy Roddick, but, you know, John McEnroe had a temper, but he kind of used it to put himself over. Did Andy Roddick lose this match because he didn't know how to control his temper? And of course, was down and didn't know how to come back.
Well, I think it was more the latter. Roddick was done in that match, and then the controversial foot fault. Was it my right foot? Was it my left foot? It's impossible for me to have a foot fault on my right foot. Find some people who know how to do their jobs. That actually got him back in the match, believe it or not. He got some fire. He got going. But I think that he was in such trouble early, he couldn't come back because he did not have a good game. It really is that simple. Yeah. If anything, after the foot fault, he began to come back, and it just wasn't enough.
Serena Williams is out due to injury, but Venus is in.
No, and she's great. And it's a question we've always been vexed with about whether Americans need other Americans to make the tournament interesting. And Venus is the only one left. Roddick's gone. Serena's not in it.
Yeah.
And you've got the young kid, Sam Querrey, but it's Venus's tournament right now if you're looking for an American to steal the show. And she looked great last night.
I want to get to baseball. Because, of course, obviously the division races are tightening up, or not in the case like Texas Rangers in the west of the AL. They're kind of on cruise control. And so in the central division of the National League, Cincinnati Reds are seven games ahead. Is Pete Rose betting on them?
Well, I think the interest – I love it. I love the fact that Dusty Baker was left for dead as a manager, and now he comes back and he has a chance.
Oh, he sure put the Cubs over, didn't he? Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
yes.
Now, nobody can help your team, Scott. Don't blame them. They're doomed. No, I think what it is with the Reds is that they haven't been to the playoffs since 1995. I think it's a great story, them and the Padres as well. And, of course, the Reds lost to St. Louis. St. Louis can only beat one team in it, Cincinnati, but I don't know if it's going to be enough for them. I really like that. I think you've got three really good races going. The Padres are trying their very, very best to blow this division after owning it for the summer.
Yeah, they're just three games ahead of the Giants.
Three games ahead of the Giants. Yeah. And you've got the lackluster Philadelphia Phillies, two-time defending National League champions, suddenly are only a game out in the National League East against Atlanta. So September's going to be much more fun in the National League. The American League, not so much, unless you're just dying to see who wins between the White Sox and the Cubs. That's the only race going on in the American League.
And did the White Sox do the right thing by picking up Manny Ramirez?
Well, I think that if you've got a chance to make the playoffs, you take it. And Manny has always been good in short bursts. You saw what he did with the Dodgers 2 years ago. And you've got Ozzie Guillen there. You've got veterans there. And I think that it's an explosive mix anyway. I mean, if when Ozzy's there, anything can happen anyway. Yeah. So Manny just kind of adds to the cauldron.
You know, the Yanks are in the middle of a seven-game winning streak at the moment. But they are, let me check, they're just a game and a half ahead of Tampa Bay. In many ways, it's been the lower money teams that have been doing
it. Absolutely, and I think that's the fun thing. I love dynasties. I love the big boys going up and doing what they're supposed to do. But this year, you've got a good mix. You've got Tampa Bay, who I think may be the best team in baseball, and you've got Texas, and you've got San Diego, and you've got Cincinnati, and you've got Atlanta, which has been down for a few years as well. So it's nice to see in a sport where they don't have a salary cap, in a sport where money pretty much rules everything. The Red Sox are spending $170 million, and it doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs. I think it's fun to actually see some teams that aren't spending as much as they spend getting close to the postseason and making a run in October.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, ESPN the pom-pom. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.